This is 90.9 WBUR. We have an update now on a story we reported earlier this month. It's the story of the Neshoba Valley Winery in Bolton. It's a family-owned orchard, vineyard, winery, and restaurant. After 16 years of relatively smooth operations, this year the winery learned from the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission that it would not be renewing all of the licenses the winery needs to both make and serve wine. And according to the owner, Richard Pelletier, that was going to put him out of business.
If I file the restaurant license first, they won't issue me my farmer's licenses. And if I file my farmer's licenses first, they won't issue me my restaurant license.
Since we aired that story, state officials have been scrambling to solve the bureaucratic problem. Even the governor's gotten involved. WBUR's David Boeri reported the initial story on the Neshoba Winery and is with us on the line right now. Hello, David.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay, so take us back a little bit and tell us in the big picture, what's at stake here?
Well, nothing less than a family farm. It's an orchard, a restaurant, a winery. It operates like the wineries in Napa Valley. Rich Pelletier features his wines at the restaurants, and so since 1995, he's had a classic farm-to-table operation. He also has the biggest winery in the state using locally grown fruit and grapes.
Okay, so that's been going on for somewhere around 20 years. As you say, it's been a pretty smooth operation, but something changed this year. What changed?
Well, the principle of conventional alcohol control since the end of the Prohibition is that big manufacturers, in this case breweries, cannot own their own restaurants. So Rich Pelletier has licenses for pouring alcohol at the restaurant and for making wine that he serves at the restaurant. He's done all that for 16 years under legislation that was intended to promote farms and farmers. But suddenly, the ABCC, the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission, decided without any explanation that no, he was violating the law all that time. He wasn't going to get the same licenses this year. And that meant his restaurant would have to close, in effect, and his operation would be in financial crisis.
So what happened on the issue today?
Well, first, there was a tremendous reaction across the state by our listeners and others, and the word spread about the idea of a family operation being jeopardized by arbitrary and seemingly unreasonable regulators interpreting the law. The second reason is the governor, Charlie Baker, who found out what was going on, and in a remarkable move in a statement yesterday, threw his support to the Neshoba Valley Winery, saying that what the ABCC was doing was wrong, and it sent a bad message to small businesses and farmers. So now, as Rich Pelletier says, everyone suddenly wants to save the winery.
Is the ABCC saying why it suddenly changed its mind? I mean, did the law change?
No, the law didn't change. There was no change in the facts on the ground. Now, the state treasurer, who looks over ABCC, and others are talking about changing the law to make a legislative fix. Here's Treasurer Deb Goldberg saying she wants her office to file that legislation that clarifies the language.
I immediately said we need to find a way in order to never shut this terrific winery, brewery, restaurant down in Bolton, Massachusetts. And then how did this happen and how can we fix it moving forward?
Then there's the second option, and that's the state attorney general's office. Now, Maura Healey also came under criticism because her reaction when Rich Pelletier went to court to sue to protect his future was to defend the ABCC, and she asked a judge to throw out the Neshoba Valley Winery's motion for relief. The Attorney General's office argued that Pelletier should, in effect, you know, wait until the restaurant was forced to shut down and then come to court because then he would have real damages to talk about.
So at this point, I mean, that's part of the Attorney General's job to protect, as you said, in this case, the ABCC. But does it look right now like the ABCC is going to be taking up this issue again? Where does it go from here?
Yes, normally the Attorney General defends state agencies and commissions, rarely departs. Today she departed. So in a letter to Rich Pelletier's lawyer, she distanced herself from the ABCC, saying they had a very good reason now for reissuing those proper licenses, just as they had a good reason for the last 16 years to go on issuing those licenses. That was the right thing to do. Now they're doing the wrong thing, she is saying in this letter to the owner's lawyer.
So where does this leave the winery and Rich Pelletier, the owner of it?
Well, what Rich Pelletier's lawyer is saying, if that's how the Attorney General really feels, then tomorrow at a court hearing, she should ask the judge to drop her own motion to dismiss the case, and she should be willing to have the judge grant injunctive relief to the winery. That would mean that the judge would order ABCC to give him those licenses.
We'll keep following this case, as we know you will. Thank you, WBUR's David Boeri.
Thanks, Lisa.